Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Want to tell the story of your small business? Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories: why entrepreneurs and others in Silicon Valley have been watching the union strike against General Motors, and the restaurant in Minnesota with some unique marketing of one of its meals. Those stories after this. The Small Business Report, Your Money Podcast, is brought to you by Privacy.com. If you're like me, you worry about using your credit card to shop online and then having to cancel it because some cyber crook steals your data to make other purchases. Here's a way to reduce those worries. Try the virtual credit or debit cards from Privacy.com. They work to protect my identity and bank info every time I shop online. In the last year, there have been millions of security breaches when it comes to online shopping. Privacy.com shields you by using their virtual network, which is held to the same security standards as your bank and is PCI DSS compliant, meaning your info is secured with military-grade encryption. Set spending limits, monitor recurring payments or subscriptions, and better manage your accounts. Head to privacy.com/yourmoney to sign up and start shopping. As a special treat for our listeners, new customers will automatically get $5 to spend on your first purchase. Yep, that's free money to use on any online purchase. Go to privacy.com/YOURMONEY and sign up now. The strike against General Motors is now in its third week. One of the big sticking points is said to be employees making less while doing the same work inside the plants. Meanwhile, Detroit is being watched. Its fight between the United Auto Workers and GM is providing a glimpse of what the future may hold for tech workers and tech executives. Phoebe Wall Howard at the Detroit Free Press has been talking to Silicon Valley experts. Phoebe, what are you hearing?
I was touching base with leaders in Silicon Valley, knowing that Ford Motor Company and General Motors, really, their team flies back and forth every single week between Detroit and Silicon Valley. So I knew that the R&D is out there, and I was curious to know what they thought of the strike. I thought, frankly, that leaders would be very, very dismissive of the industrial Midwest issue, as I perceived it, and in fact, it was quite the opposite. They told me that Silicon Valley leaders and at every level in various industries are watching the UAW General Motors strike because really they see it as about today and tomorrow, potentially in Silicon Valley.
All right. So who specifically might be keeping a close eye on this?
The biggest tech companies. So I was told explicitly every tech company you can imagine and your average bear has heard of. So that would be Google, and it would be Facebook, and it would be Twitter and LinkedIn and kind of everything. I mean, it's the whole laundry list of really what's driving the American economy. I mean, the Silicon Valley companies drive the U.S. economy. And so you've got leaders, and in addition to the company owners and operators and executives, you also have investors. So these are people watching this, not just how the workers are reacting. We're entering our third strike week. This is where General Motors workers are living on $250 a week strike pay. This is the decision that these workers have made, 46,000 of them, you know, at all over America, including Detroit.
We're speaking with Phoebe Wall Howard, autos and labor reporter at the Detroit Free Press. Her piece is called GM Strike: Test the Power of Workers Versus Corporations and Silicon Valley is Watching. All right, so you reference the likes of Google, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. They're watching this. Employees are watching because they're considering perhaps creating or joining a union, or management is watching this because they don't want their employees to join a union or create one?
So a couple things. One, what we're tracking, for example, the UAW growth on the West Coast and the East Coast is significant. So the University of California, California State University and various schools up and down each coast, a lot of the researchers, a lot of the people who bring millions of dollars to the schools are now unionized and they're affiliated with the UAW. They reached out to the UAW. Those numbers are growing by tens of thousands. So that's one. Two, the executives are saying, not as much do we not want it, but this is just a reality and a conversation that we have to have. That you see people at the very, very top earning, they told me, great, great sums of money, that can things be reconsidered or some incentives or some pay increases happen toward the bottom? And what the leaders in Silicon Valley told me, specifically Joint Venture Silicon Valley and the Silicon Valley Leadership Group, two very prominent organizations that represent hundreds in the area. But what they said is really these are the conversations that are moving us into the future. This is the bus drivers. These are the cafeteria workers serving thousands and thousands of workers, but may not be able, they may not be earning an affordable living wage, what they consider something that can actually sustain them in the area, and that these conversations are important. I was surprised by the discussion that people said these are legitimate discussions, and these are things that are happening right now in Silicon Valley that we need to get in front of it rather than see a strike situation or aggressive organizing.
Thanks, Phoebe. Phoebe Wall-Howard from the Detroit Free Press. More after this.
This human resources professional is a rock star thanks to Kronos. And this is her hype song.
I'm the spark before the fire. I'm the power in the train. I
have HR, payroll, talent, and time.
I'm the dream and you should know that.
Now we're engaging all the best people.
Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support them. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
The owners of a restaurant in Minnesota claim they've been seeing an influx of pregnant women ever since news of their labor inducer burger started making headlines across the state. The owners of The Suburban in Excelsior, Minnesota, say that between 1 in 3 pregnant customers have been stopping in per day since the beginning of last week when the burger's purported labor-triggering properties were made public. They say the legend of the labor inducer started back in April when the restaurant's chef started experimenting with recipes for a local burger contest and offered samples to a co-owner of the restaurant who was pregnant. About 7 hours later, she went into labor with her baby. Soon after, another mother said that her little girl was born within hours of eating the burger, which features honey-cured bacon, peach caramelized onions, spicy mustard, and Cajun remoulade on a pretzel bun. Spicy foods have long been thought to help induce labor. Experts, meanwhile, say there's no evidence that any specific foods have the power to bring on a baby. Running a business is hard work, but getting the right insurance coverage for it doesn't have to be. Geico Commercial Insurance makes it easy to get excellent coverage so you spend less time worrying and more time growing your business. Geico Commercial Insurance offers great coverage like general and professional liability, business owner's policy, workers' comp, and so much more. Go to geicocommercial.com for more information and to start your coverage today. That's geicocommercial.com. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.